Now, in this audio, I'm going to give you four secret truths about self-confidence. For some of you, your life will change from knowing these four secrets alone. But they're an incredibly important foundation for the actual recipes that I'm going to teach you as well in this downloadable audio seminar. So I know that all sounds dramatic, but it's actually quite true, and you'll see what I mean as you hear these facts, these secrets. For some of you, you'll feel as if you've just walked out of a cave and seen the real world for the first time, or seen part of the real world for the first time. So that's one thing. And another thing is, you need to know these four secrets in order to use the recipes. If you didn't know these secrets, the recipes could be far less effective for you. So, are you ready to remember them? Are you ready to write them down on a post-it note, or to put them in a notebook or a note-taking app, or a reminder that pops up on your phone once a day? They're that valuable. So, don't lose them in the busy world, which is your mind and my mind these days, just like everyone's mind. Our minds are so busy and noisy in the media environment of this age. Write these down. They're really important. So, are you ready? Secret fact number one, self-confidence is an emotion. Write that down. Self-confidence is an emotion. It's not a quality of you. It's not an objective statement about you. It's not a quality of you. You are not self-confident. No one is self-confident. It's just a quality that applies to them at all times and in every case. You may have a habit or a practice of creating the emotion of self-confidence. But you are self-confident? No. It's not really that way. It's not a quality of you. It is an emotion. So that's secret fact number one. Self-confidence is an emotion. Pause the audio if you must to jot that down. And then get ready to jot down and to understand secret fact number two about self-confidence. Secret number two. And that is, my emotions are in my body. And I'm phrasing this from your point of view because you're writing them and you're going to be studying them and meditating on them from your point of view. My emotions are in my body. Write that down. Emotions, self-confidence or self-doubt or any other emotion, are not created by anyone who's out there. They're not created by circumstances. Emotions are created by your thoughts and by the way that you regard the events that happen to you. Emotions are located entirely in your own body. They're entirely created and maintained and extinguished within you. That's secret fact number two. My emotions are in my body. Write that down. Pause the audio if you need to and write that down in whatever paper or note-taking app you're using. Good. And so secret fact number three about self-confidence is, I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Write that down. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. And that includes choosing my beliefs, choosing my interpretations. And you may not yet know how right now. In fact, you probably don't if you're listening to a seminar in order to increase your self-confidence. But I'm going to teach you several ways. That's what the recipes are. Exactly, step by step, how to choose your thoughts. And you're going to feel self-confidence as you choose those thoughts. But right now, you just need to internalize this secret fact. You may not yet have the skill of choosing and creating empowering emotions such as self-confidence, which is to say emotions based in reality. You may not have that skill yet, but I'm going to teach you that. But right now, I just want you to get this fundamental reality that I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Given the skills, you can. And that's what I'm going to teach you here in this audio seminar, is some very specific skills on how to choose your thoughts in order to choose your emotions, in order to choose the emotion of self-confidence. Secret fact number 4 about self-confidence. Self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. Self-confidence is not a prediction. Now, this is the only secret I'm stating here. This is the only fundamental fact, you might say, about self-confidence that I'm stating here in a negative way. In other words, I'm saying what something is not rather than what it is. When you hear me say, self-confidence is not a prediction. And why would I do that in this case? Well, you know why, right? It's because it's such a common misconception. Many people believe that self-confidence is a prediction about the future. Many of us have believed, and many do still continue to believe, that to feel an emotion of self-confidence is to make a prediction about success in the future. I used to believe that to feel self-confident about my ability to do something was, in effect, to say, that's going to happen in the future. I'm going to be able to do that. Why is that such an obvious and costly mistake? I'll explain. See if you agree. For example, a professional athlete, a boxer, say, has a match on the calendar. And in this match, he's going to fight an opponent for the championship. In 6 months' time, let's say, 6 months into the future, he needs to take certain actions consistently in order to have any hope of winning the fight. He needs to train hard, he needs to train well, he needs to eat well, he needs to get sleep, etc. In order to take these actions, he needs the right emotions. And one of those emotions is self-confidence. If you wake up at 5 a.m., you're a boxer with a championship match scheduled in 6 months' time, you need the emotion of absolute self-confidence in order to drag yourself out of bed and to go and train like Rocky. You can't do that consistently without self-confidence. But what if the boxer believes self-confidence is a prediction that he's going to win that fight? He's going to defeat the very purpose of creating the emotion of self-confidence in the first place. How does that work? It's because believing self-confidence is a prediction about the future means he could be wrong, because no one can predict the future. He could get sick. The opponent could be better. The opponent could land a lucky punch. You can't predict the future. If the boxer created self-confidence based on one of these recipes in the audio seminar, he would automatically kill it. If he then believed this self-confidence was a prediction of the future, he would automatically kill his self-confidence, even if he created it in a good way using one of these recipes, even if he created it skillfully. If he then thought that that was a prediction about the future, he's going to kill his self-confidence if he's sane, because he's going to know you can't absolutely predict the future. He'll know that's illegitimate. That's an illegitimate emotion to believe that you can predict the future. That is an illegitimate, dishonest emotion, because you can't predict the future. And lucky for us, self-confidence is not a prediction of the future because, as we said in the first secret, it's just an emotion. Self-confidence is an emotion. So, what's the point of having it if it's just an emotion? I've heard this question before, and I think you already know the answer because I've covered it several times in the podcast, and it's this. The right emotions are needed to take the right actions in order to get the results that you plan for in your life. You need to take actions. You need to have the right behaviors, the right habits. But you can't do that without the right emotions. That's the point of creating the emotion of self-confidence, is to enable you, if you're a boxer, to get up at 5 a.m. and train. Or to enable you, if you're a real estate agent, to make those cold calls. Or to enable you, in whatever you want to do in your life, you have some goal, you have some dreams, you have some plans. And in order to reach that goal, you need to take the right actions. But in order to do that, you need the right emotions to support those actions. That's the whole point of this entire audio seminar, is to teach you how to create that emotion of self-confidence. And that's why this secret number four is so important to understand before you start to do that, because it's not a prediction, because you know, I know, no one can predict the future. That would be illegitimate. That would be setting ourselves up to focus on something other than simply creating the emotions. This brings us back around to the very first secret. So I'll go through these again very quickly, and you'll see the circle. Secret number one, self-confidence is an emotion. Number two, my emotions are within my body. Secret number three, I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. And secret number four, self-confidence is not a prediction, it's an emotion. And that brings us back around to the first secret again. And as your coach, the person you've hired essentially by buying this seminar, I'm here to show you how to bake this recipe of self-confidence. And I insist to you that you write these four precepts, these four secrets, these four fundamental facts about the emotion that we're going to create. And review these secrets daily. Review them several times a day when you're running, walking, driving, showering, whatever. Meditate on them in a four-part movement. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction, it's an emotion. That sounds like a mouthful at first, but as you write these over and over, as you meditate on them, and as you memorize them, you're going to see how useful and how easy it is to internalize these secrets, these fundamental facts about self-confidence. And now, the first exercise in this audio seminar. Your first assignment is to meditate on these four secrets, and I'm going to walk you through that right now. The four secret facts of self-confidence. You're going to meditate on them right now, and this is what you do. You set a timer, get your timer ready for 3 minutes. You can go longer if you like, but 3 minutes is a pretty long time if you're not that used to meditating on a set of precepts or on a set of teachings or a set of fundamental facts like this. 3 minutes can be a little exhausting. But if you're feeling fine after 3 minutes, go for 5 minutes. But don't tire yourself out. Stop while you're still having fun. So do this now. Sit upright in a comfortable chair in a quiet room. Or walk on a treadmill so that you can zone out. Or if finding a quiet place is hard for you, then get into your car and drive it and park your car in a place where you won't be disturbed. Do what you have to do. Is there some way you can get some privacy and quiet? Of course there is. So do whatever it is you need to do in order to find that, and take 3 minutes, a timed 3 minutes, and meditate on the four secret facts of self-confidence, going from the first to the second to the third to the fourth, which leads you back to the first. And do this over and over for 3 minutes. And I'm going to help you here. I'll repeat them a couple of times for you here in this audio in just a second in order to get you started. And even better, I've also included a separate audio file, which you can use if you want to. And I do recommend it. You can put it into your music app on your phone, and there's nothing on it. There's no instruction. There's just this meditation over and over on these four secret facts of self-confidence. That's in a separate audio file, but I'm going to give you a little taste of that. right now. Oh, and by the way, that audio file is called Meditation Number 1, 4 Secret Facts for Ultimate Self-Confidence. It's Meditation Number 1 in the collection of audio files that you downloaded when you bought this seminar. And the purpose of that meditation track is to assist your memorization and to keep you focused so you can use the meditation track at first. And you're going to use it to ingrain the four secret facts into your memory. Or you can use it, you can continue to use it as a meditation aid. But right here, right now, I'm going to coach you just a bit. You'll repeat them to yourself here in this audio, not the meditation number one audio, but this one. We're going to practice a little bit, and I'm going to coach you. You will repeat them to yourself gently and slowly. And I want you to know, to expect, that your mind will wander. Expect that. It's natural. It happens to everyone. Just smile at yourself. Of course, don't judge yourself. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. But just gently bring your mind back gently to the track. And the meditation track, which you can listen to on repeat, will sound pretty much exactly like this. I'm going to read some of it right now. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction, it's an emotion. So we've gone through four of them, and you just repeat. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction, it's an emotion. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. So, if you want to take this to the next level, then in addition to using the recording of my voice in the meditation track number one, you can also make a recording of your own voice. You don't have to do that, but this can be very effective when you're hearing your own voice in your headphones as you walk, as you meditate. You can simply repeat the set of four secret facts for self-confidence 6 or 8 times in an audio track, move that straight onto your phone and drop it into your music app, set it on repeat when you're ready to meditate on that, and set a reminder in your phone to listen to it, meditating on it, at least once a day. Let me urge you, don't just pass this by and think, oh, that's just David, or that's just, something that you might want to do is to meditate on this. I don't really need to do this. No, really do it. It's really important. Really do these meditations at least once a day. Use the recording of my voice, or make your own recording and use that, but definitely do these at least once a day. And if you're not going to take action based on the coaching, then the coaching won't be as effective for you. Any one of these insights and almost any part of this seminar can do a lot of good for you, even if you're not practicing it, but it's going to be a million times more effective if you're following the coaching and the steps step by step. So if you're reluctant to make this simple recording, then imagine all the pain that your self-doubt has caused you and all that it has cost you in life, in your past, and even now, day by day. And even worse, think of all that it's going to cost you if you don't get a handle on this now. And trust me, I'm your coach. This stuff is based in research and the best teachings from practical philosophy and from thousands of scientific studies. And all you need to do to avoid all that self-doubt and the pain, which is waiting for you in the future if you don't get a handle on it, is to take these steps I'm laying out for you in this audio seminar. And this is the foundation, these four secret facts, or these four fundamental facts. So see that pain. You know, what has a lack of self-confidence cost you personally, in relationships, in friendships? What is your lack of knowledge about self-doubt cost you monetarily? Your lack of knowledge about how to drop self-doubt, your lack of knowledge about how to create self-confidence, what does it cost you in money and professionally and physically in your health? So see the costs, and then I want you to turn and look with hope, with absolute confidence, actually, at what your life can become as soon as you learn to create self-confidence in this seminar. Now, of course, we can't predict the future, but we know that when you take certain actions consistently, your life improves, and that's what this seminar will enable you to do. So vividly imagine that reality which you can create, the confidence for new relationships, for new friendships, for new connections, professional connections, for pursuing your dreams. Self-confidence for economic advancement. A lot of what's good in life is a direct result of having the confidence to take the actions that lead to success in reaching for what you're planning on doing. And you'll learn in this seminar to fill your tank with self-confidence anytime you need it. That's what these recipes do. And ask yourself, given all that, you're definitely going to lay this foundation, right? Of meditating on these four secret facts for ultimate self-confidence. You're definitely going to do that daily, right? Whether it's my voice or it's your voice or some combination of the two. So listen now and just get a taste of that as I repeat the four secret facts for ultimate self-confidence right here. It won't be for 3 minutes. You can do it for 3 minutes at least once a day using the track included in the download, the track named Meditation Number One. Four secret facts for self-confidence. But right now, you'll hear just a taste of that. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. And self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. Self-confidence is an emotion. My emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. Self-confidence is an emotion, and my emotions are in my body. I can choose my emotions by choosing my thoughts. Self-confidence is not a prediction. It's an emotion. Be sure to use that meditation number one, to meditate on these and to internalize these. It's not just memorizing them. It's giving you a chance to work on them, to let your mind work on them, even in the background when you're not exactly thinking about them. It will deepen your understanding. You'll see truths and advantages to these truths. You'll see all kinds of ways in which you see how it makes sense the more you meditate on them. And the most important thing is, it will make your experience of creating these recipes much more powerful, because it'll prevent many mistakes of thought that you might have made. For example, thinking that the self-confidence that you're creating is a prediction. Now, I want to say one other thing along these lines. You know, many people, when they take a seminar, especially nowadays in the days of downloadable information and in the days of of so many courses and being able to copy and paste. Many people think, well, just give me the information, David. You're talking too much. Just give me the information, and then somehow it's gonna work. Well, for some things that works, but for creating emotions, I've found it's not that effective to just give you the facts. It's also effective for me to show you, to persuade you that this stuff does work, and to show you the importance and to get you to feel emotions even while you're getting the information. So is it enough to read this stuff once and understand it? Well, of course not. No one would think that. But is it enough to memorize these four facts so that if you were to be tested on them, you could repeat them verbatim? Well, no. There's another still deeper level of internalization, and it's this. You can and you must internalize them so that they pop into your mind at odd times, and so that they shape the way that you think about emotions automatically, and they shape the experiences that you're having automatically at an automatic level of experience. And this is very easily done. Not just read them, not just understand them, not just memorize them and be able to reproduce them, but to internalize them. Have you ever had this experience where you have some emotional event, or maybe you just see something out in the world and suddenly a song pops into your mind which is appropriate to that event? Maybe it's a love song, maybe it's some kind of rock and roll song, but, you know, it just pops into your head and it's totally appropriate. Well, of course you've had that experience. Well, that's because you've meditated on that art, so to speak. You've meditated on that music, on those words for many times, dozens of times, in some cases hundreds of times. And so when you see certain things or you experience certain things, then wham, you know, that lyric comes back to you. And it helps you to understand that experience and to deepen that experience. It's the same thing with these kinds of meditations, only these are very much more important, in my opinion, because they're going to enable you to create a level of self-confidence that is going to literally change your life. And it's easily done. How? How is it done? It's done by repetition and emotion. If you repeat these axioms, these four secrets of self-confidence, if you repeat them often enough, and it doesn't have to be all that often, but if you repeat them often with strong emotion as you say them, and contemplate them, internalize them, then they're going to become part of you. So it'll be just like fundamental engineering axioms for engineers. These are fundamental knowledge for you to learn quickly in this seminar so that you can create self-confidence you've always wanted, whenever you want it. You'll be an engineer of your own self-confidence using the recipes that I'll show you step by step. You won't have to invent it. So memorizing, internalizing these four secret facts is easily done. Repetition and emotion. This is how you do it. Step one, find the track named Meditation Number One. Four Secret Facts for Ultimate Self-Confidence. This is step number one. I'm spelling it out so there's no doubt. You hardly even have to think about this. You can write that down. Step one, find the meditation track. Meditation number one. Okay, step two, load that track into your phone. It can be a little complicated. Whatever you have to do, moving it through iTunes, whatever, some music app, you know how to do it. And if you don't, Google it and you'll find out for your operating systems how to do that. So that's step two, is to load that track onto your phone. So, you know, why don't you pause the audio and go and do that? I mean, why write this down? Just go and do it and then come right back here. I'll be waiting right here. Okay, hopefully that wasn't too much of a hassle. You didn't have to run around the world and Google too much in order to get a simple audio track moved onto your phone. And yes, Apple, I'm looking at you. So that's step two. So you've found that track, you've loaded it onto your phone, and step three is to create in your phone a daily reminder for you to listen to meditation one. maybe the first thing in the morning, or maybe at your lunch hour, whenever. This is so important. So should I try to sell you on that more, or do you already see the immense value in having a reminder? Value, I mean, it's more than that. It's a necessity to create a new habit. When you're creating a new habit in this day and age, it's a necessity to have a phone remind you, because otherwise you're going to forget. We need the reminder, my friend. We're too busy. We're pulled too many different ways by our phones already. So take charge and make that phone do your work instead of Google News work, or instead of whatever Facebook app or whatever is taking your attention for someone else's purposes. Take charge. Pull yourself in a direction that you choose for once, instead of letting news outlets and social media and advertisers run our brains. Let's take charge. So what a power these phones are to focus when we use them for that. So set that alert. Go ahead, pause the audio, set an alert so that it pops up in your phone daily, at least once a day. A reminder to meditate on meditation number one, 4 secret facts for ultimate self-confidence, which you've already loaded onto your phone. So great, we've done it. That's a lot of work, actually. You may need a rest, and when you come back to me in the audio labeled Recipe 1, not Meditation 1. That's for meditation, but we're going to get started on Recipe 1 when you come back. Recipe number 1, using your own body to create ultimate self-confidence. So when you come back to a new audio, the audio called Recipe number 1, using your own body to create ultimate self-confidence. And in that recipe, we're going to focus on using your body in ways you probably have never experienced before. And you'll be amazed at how powerful that recipe is for creating self-confidence. And it's directly from your own body. So I'll see you in a minute, or in 5 minutes, or maybe in 10, maybe longer if you need a rest. See you there in recipe number 1, using your own body to create ultimate self-confidence.